أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. As explained previously, the surah was revealed when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his ayyam tashriq of the Hajj, and in it Allah tabaraka ta'ala has promised the help of Allah ta'ala when it will come, and then Islam will spread far and wide, and people will enter into Islam, not individuals, but whole groups, whole communities, and whole countries. Further, ulama explain that either this refers to the future, as the word either is used in Arabic language for the future when the help of Allah Ta'ala will come. In that case, this surah was revealed before the conquest of Makkah Sharif. And when the conquest of Makkah Sharif took place, then the help of Allah came and Islam started spreading, and tribes and nations and nations, countries and countries started coming into the fold of Islam. Other Mufassireen have hold the view that this is for the past. And the word Idha, they take it in the meaning of Idh, which there are examples of in the Quran Sharif also, that when the help of Allah Ta'ala came, and in this case it will mean not the conquest of Makkah Sharif, but the glorious victory of Islam. And that Islam now is going to spread in the world, and the foundation was laid already now at the conquest of Makkah, and the completion of it came in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashid. And by the time of Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Islam had spread far and wide. The great powers of that time, like we have Russia and America today, Persia and Rome, they all came into the fold of Islam. All these countries, whether it was Syria, Jordan, all that areas were non-Muslim, but they all became into the fold of Islam. Then on to the west, right up to Morocco, which was right on the west coast of Africa, Islam spread till there. In the east, right till Indonesia and China. In the north, Mongolia and all these areas. And in Europe, right till Spain, Islam spread everywhere. So this help of Allah Ta'ala had come, and the flag of Islam was flying high in all these places. And we should not forget that this is explained, that when the Surah Kafirun was revealed, that Muslims have a distinct identity, and they maintain that identity of theirs outwardly, inwardly, their deen, even their lifestyle was a complete Islamic lifestyle. Everything was Islamic, their dressing, their way of life. And then Allah brought this great success and the help of Allah. And the same promise is true today also. If we become totally subservient to Islam, Allah will make Islam spread in the world. But today, when our lifestyle, our eating habits, our dressing, everything is according to the West. So much so that now we are compromising even on religious matters. Like, for example, at Easter time, how many of us don't get involved in those things? At the time of, for example, Mother's Day, Father's Day, we also get involved. Birthday parties, we also get involved in all those things. Christmas time, Christmas turkey, etc. Many things we get involved, and the interfaith meetings that are being held now, in which ulama are also getting involved in those interfaith, in which Islam is getting watered down. And the reality and the truth of Islam does not remain now clear and apparent. Then this help of Allah is withheld. This help comes when Muslims live a pure life of Islam, outwardly, inwardly, every way. And if we all have to check ourselves, we don't have to look at others, we ourselves have got great weaknesses within ourselves. If we remedy these weaknesses, our outside life also is according to deen, our inside life is also according to deen, then the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes. So Allah ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ جب پہنچ چکے مدد اللہ کی اور فیصلہ. When the help of Allah Ta'ala comes and the victory. Yeah, Mufassirin, right? There are two words, Nasrullah, the help of Allah is one thing, and Wal-Fath, the victory is another thing. Commonly, we take it as one. But they make a distinction here. Yeah, the help of Allah Ta'ala is all the asbab, the means by which the victory will come. And the victory is a separate thing, and the actual object is the victory and not the means by which the victory is accomplished. And there's a means of accomplishing it, Mufassirin also write in two ways. Either the help of Allah Ta'ala will come, that Muslims will have huge armies and they will have power, and then they will overcome and they will get their victory. Moreover, this help of Allah Ta'ala is on the strength of Iman. That is, when Muslims have got that Iman and trust in Allah Ta'ala, full trust, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who in numbers they were small compared to their enemies. As far as their arms and ammunition is concerned, it was negligible compared to the enemy. But they had that imani power, the full trust on Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah's help came. And at the same time then, Allah Ta'ala puts fear into the enemies. In spite of them having all their arms and ammunition, they will just leave it and they will run away. Allah will put fear in their hearts. And also another help of Allah, when Muslims have got this Iman in them, that the planning of the non-Muslims will fail. They will make great strategies and planning, but they will all go wrong. All their planning will go wrong, and Allah will give Muslims victory. So when this help of Allah Ta'ala comes, and finally that victory also comes, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. اور تو دیکھے لوگوں کو داخل ہوتے دین میں غول کے غول. Then you will see that people will be entering into Islam in huge, huge groups. Tribes and tribes, communities and communities, countries and countries will be coming into the fold of Islam. And all this was promised at that time when Islam outwardly was still very weak, very few followers, and Muslims were in very, very difficult and hard conditions. And the kuffar made a mockery that they don't have food to fill their stomach, and they are seeing that Persia is being conquered. They are seeing that Rome is being conquered. But those people who had that Iman, they knew that definitely this will happen. And Allah showed it in the short span of time that Persia got conquered, Rome got conquered, Syria got conquered, all this Turkey, all these places, wherever they were, they just started falling into the fold of Islam one by one, countries and countries. So we also have to make an effort that we bring proper Islam within us. And then Allah's help will also come. But when we are living like the non-Muslims, we dress like them, we live like them, we holiday like them, we do everything like what they do, they have a bride, we also have a bride. Everything what they do, we also. They eat out, we also eat out. Everything what they are doing, we also do. And then we are dreaming to see the glory of Islam. It does not work like that. If we are planting weeds and we are expecting roses to grow, it does not happen. We have to plant roses if we want roses to grow. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand and to bring up our children also accordingly, and that we live a true life of Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq.